points, he never fed into the drama. I met her through my nigga named Jermaine Palmer, who knew her through his peoples by the Baltimore Harbor. Alana was a Maryland, thorough and attractive shorty that's relaxed with me and kicking back with a fat flick to cool out when stressed, cause the game would make you wanna pull a tool out and go the old school route. But all of that ceased when that piece checking the jewel out. A brother was charged, light a spliff and listen to the debarge. Let the shorty hit me with a massage to anoint, lubricating my meridian points. That was the summer, easy to remember. Alana was all up on Tariq's agenda, how I used the backbender. She even told her best friend, Blender from Virginia, who asked me if I had a cousin I could recommend her. But as time flowed on, we grew more mature and further apart when I began to do tours. We lost contact and slowly parted, reminiscing of when it started. It keep me feeling heavy hearted, a stolen moment periodic, addicted to her presence like a narcotic. Though I wonder if she ever got it, the hypnotic that faded like a dream sequence that persuaded beyond being infatuated, spiritually intoxicated, calm sedated. I concentrated on how to get in touch with her, cause the fact of the matter remained that I missed the hypnotic, the hypnotic. Her number, but knowing it's been a while, it's hard to link. I figure what she probably thinking, soon start to drink, fighting the feeling I'm concealing, apparently at first appealing, later revealing to be deeper, resistance increasingly weaker. The essence of life is more than just mics and puff and reefer. This universe of black thought that I could teach her, I'm trying to touch her, only if I can reach her. I hit this kid, I sign up on his beeper and asked him if he had a chance to speak to Jermaine Palmer, who father's a preacher. To make the story short, me and my man soon ran into each other on a humble at a show in San Fran. I said, "Yo, Palmer, when did you last see Alana?" He offered me a seat in attempts to make me calmer. When he began to break it down, my mind started to wind, a response beyond somber, incredibly crushed, kinda feeling on my shoulder, that of a boulder. To find out that our life was over, it made the room feel colder. I thought I could get with her when she was a little older, but she a victim of the wicked system that controlled her. It's all chaotic within my life, it's symbolic, forever shadow on my mental. I never forgot it. Yo, the psychotic,